Your name?
George Gluck.
George Gluck, you testified just earlier before the Montgomery County Council on Bill 4410, the room rental and transient tax exemption, which would give a tax break to Lockheed Martin.
Yep.
Why'd you testify against that?
Well, I feel that, although, as I said in my testimony, as a corporation, they have a fiduciary duty to maximize their profits, and I think that's what they're trying to do here. As a Montgomery County resident, I think their use of our services require them to pay this tax, and that's exactly what I said in there.
You also said, as a part owner of Lockheed Martin, you would be in favor of this legislation, but as a resident of Montgomery County, you said you asked the council members to vote against it.
Absolutely, yes. I think that's far more important than Lockheed Martin making this $450,000 a year from us. They, as good citizens, must pay this tax. They're using our services, and they must pay this tax. It's that simple.
You also made the point about if there was a fire there, if fewer firemen would go out, if they would use less of the services.
No, I was trying to make the point that that would never be the case. The Montgomery County would certainly send as many fire engines in case of a fire at their facility as they would a fire at the Hyatt. The Hyatt pays for those services through this hotel tax, and there's no reason why Lockheed Martin shouldn't do the same.
Can you describe the campus and a bit of some of the background around the legislation to folks who are just hearing this issue for the first time?
Well, I think the point they're trying to make, they've made a couple points, and I thought I argued against all of them. Number one, they should be exempt from this tax because it isn't open to the general public. But as I said, it's not the point of our taxes. It matters little whether they're open to the general public or not. That was a non sequitur. The tax is there because they use our facilities, our services. As I said, if there's a fire, we'll send firemen. If there's a crime, we'll send detectives. We maintain the roads around the building. We clear the snow around the building. If there's an accident there, we'll send an ambulance. And if the accident means that person sues, they'll use our courts here. So because of all those reasons, the facility should pay the tax.
Tuesday, September 4th was the primaries, and I think a lot of folks, in their minds, the elections are over. But in fact, there's a general election in November. You're a candidate for the Montgomery County Council on the Green Party ticket.
That's correct, county at large. And I'm urging everybody who can vote here in the county to vote for 3 plus me. They have 4 votes, and I'm hoping, as I've heard, there are many people, and we heard testimony in there too, many people object to what's happening these days, and they'd like to see somebody different in a position of power or legislation in this case, and I'm offering myself to be that person.
I just have one other question. How common is it? Ana Sol Gutierrez, she is the state legislator, one of the 3 state delegates. She testified before the Montgomery County Council on the same panel as you. How often does that happen where a state delegate will come testify before the county council?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I haven't followed you'd have to look at a long history of council meetings. I mean, this is the first I've heard, but I imagine it's happened before. I think she did today because she didn't have an opportunity to kill the bill in Annapolis, and she was hoping, as I am too, I'm hoping that the county council denies Lockheed Martin this opportunity to not pay this tax, and that we can go back to the state and use this as a precedent to repeal the act that was just passed.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.